Okay, she did not want to die. Okay, she did not want to die.
Oh,
and if I had known about you, Ion, seven months ago, I would have been on the phone saying, what can we do for her?
Right, right. And we would say, if she were having, let's turn it around. Let's say you were her and you were asking us because you know about us. We'd say, get up off your bum and get on with it, or get out. And you'd say, Ion, that's short. That's no love. That's perfect love. When you come into your place of power and you start feeling that, yes, you indeed have the ability and capacity to have total, complete control of everything that takes place in your world and your realm and your body, oh, what relief it is. I gave myself cancer, and I'm happy about it. And it's pretty wonderful that I've got a little cell in my body that all the king's horses and all the king's men can't figure out how to daub to. It's
She did everything to fight it up until the last minute when the consultant said we can't do anything else.
Except she did everything except embrace it.
I think what I'm saying, Bernadette, is that when you keep looking outside of yourself for an answer, for someone to give you the answer, then it will keep eluding you.
Okay, Bernadette, we got 10 seconds. Call back in the third hour if you want to continue this.
We'll have to take it another time.
Okay, thanks a lot, James, for putting up all this blabber. Here we go.
Okay, good news for you. Have you ever wondered how RNA drops could change your life?